I was my mama's boy, and I knew she would put a good spin on whatever I could throw her way. I did worry, just for a moment, that she would flip out and react like her mother, Ruth. We affectionately called my grandma Ruthie the Battle Axe. She was one tough lady, shepherding an enormous Catholic family and keeping the kids in line while enduring life with their hard-working and hard-drinking Irish husband, Gus. We all adored Grandpa Gus, but Grandma ruled the roost. My mom, Marcia, or Malcha, as everyone called her, was tough, too. When it came to meeting out punishment in our house, it was Mom, not Dad, who swung the heavy wooden spoon. She also used to twist her rings around her fingers so the stones were facing palm side and whack us boys on the head. Even though she was petite, I used to say she was 4'12", we had good reason to call her the Warden. I was the third of four boys. My father made a good living running the family appliance store. My brothers helped sell washers, dryers, refrigerators, and stoves to fill the houses of Red Oak. My brothers used to say I didn't have to work as hard as they did, and I always got everything I wanted. I did work hard at school and made good grades, but I was a little ADD-ish and learned to tap my toes or hum quietly to keep myself focused. After high school, I headed off to the University of Oklahoma, graduating with a degree in business administration. I wanted an adventure, so I signed with the Navy and was accepted to Aviation Officer Candidate School in Pensacola, Florida. After 2 years in the Navy, I was discharged for severe vertigo and motion sickness. You can't be too useful in a Navy jet if you're dizzy, blind, and vomiting. No hard feelings, Uncle Sam. I always thought Dad and my oldest brother Kevin, who made a career out of the Navy, loved the idea of me being in the Navy more than I did. I took a job in sales for a giant pharmaceutical company called Allergan, which was how I ended up in North Carolina. I've never been there, so why not, I thought, when I heard about the open sales territory. I kept in close touch with my family, though. The Lorettes are a tight clan. What are they going to say about the baby, I wondered. They don't know Teresa. But then, neither do I. When I drove up to my parents' home, a large two-story white frame house, I practically held my breath while my mom and dad hugged me. I followed them inside and sat down at the table with Mom for a glass of pop. Dad wandered out to his workshop in the garage. He is probably a little ADD-ish, too. I did a little toe-tapping and let out a big breath. While she is tiny and cute with a friendly smile, the Warden...